Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
We are getting ready for game one of the Eastern Conference semifinals. Indiana Pacers taking on your Cleveland Cavaliers starting Sunday, either at 6 or 8 p.m. That's why you got to be paying attention to the fan all day, every single damn day. For the rest of your life. Also, Greg Anthony going to join us. Turner Sports coming up 8:25 this morning. Is this the Evan Mobley domination series, the signature series from Evan Mobley? And coming up at 7:22, whether or not Lima is actually more confident based on a terrible Miami team about taking on the Boston Celtics later on and putting carts before horses. But first, I've made this mistake before. Like, I will full on admit, I don't think anybody has a problem, and I'm sure everybody knows. I need you and I need others to balance me out at times. I tend to be a bit of a homer, and I tend to get very defensive. And I've been defensive over players in the past that have flatly embarrassed me. When you and I were first starting out on the station together, not even on the air together, Johnny was here, and I was a bit defensive, and he did nothing to back that up. I'm finding myself getting defensive now over our fifth-round quarterback. And I don't know whether or not I should wait because I heard this yesterday and I was in cuss-out mode. This is the show across from us on 93.7 The Fan in Pittsburgh. Now, it is Pittsburgh, okay? But, you know, the Steelers were rumored to be interested in Shedeur Sanders at number 21 overall. Doran Dickerson, co-host of their morning show over there, had this to say about our very own Shedeur Sanders. And I got to tell you, I got worked into a shoot.
Are the rest of the teams in the NFL, apart from the Browns, going to rue the day they didn't get Shedeur Sanders? I thought in the right landing spot, he could have a hell of a career. I'm not so sure he found a good one.
I do not. I do not think he'll have a good career unless this is a big slice of humble pie and he actually decides to eat it. He has mediocre talent when it comes to arm strength, mobility, size, all the measurable. He's incredibly accurate, and he's shown to have good presence. In my opinion, this is my opinion as a former player, if you have mediocre talent, mediocre measurables, you better be damn focused, work your you-know-what off, and you better be a student of the game. You compare him to Tom Brady. Mel Kiper's like, Tom Brady went in the seventh round. The NFL doesn't know what they're talking about. You know what Tom Brady did? He was smarter than everybody else, including the coaches. He knew more about the defense than anybody. I don't see Shedeur doing that. His approach to the draft process doesn't indicate that he's a guy that's committed to doing the work.
I heard that. I got upset. But I said, well, hold on. I saw what Shedeur did over at John Marshall High School. I don't think he's such a bad guy. I never heard anything bad about him personally through the entire draft process over the 4 years I watched him in college football. Like, this makes him out to be like he doesn't care. He doesn't care about the game. He only cares about what game. I hate that. And I got very defensive. And then I went, wait a minute. Let me send the audio to these guys. Let me break it down with Owen, with Mitch, if he wants to get in, but certainly with you. Should I wait for him to throw passes first before I start getting defensive and I take the gloves off and I start taking swings at other radio shows?
You shouldn't have to. We have been up on the Shedeur story for 2 years. Me and you have talked about Shedeur, watched his games. Yeah, we would laugh at the parade of media stuff that was going on there, and no one had ever really done that before. And to their credit, they made it work. Like, Colorado was never supposed to be even relevant. They made it relevant. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're not a national championship contender. They definitely probably were overhyped by some people, especially when they got out to the win streak 2 years ago, when me and you both knew, when we saw the schedule, we're like, oh boy,
yeah.
Like it's coming.
Yeah.
Like they're not this good. You know, next thing you know, they're on 60 minutes, like getting that treatment. You're like, yeah, there was probably a little over exaggeration about what was going on in Boulder. With all that said, we thought he handled it amazingly well. His teammates absolutely love him. Like, you got to understand that. His teammates love him. Like, there was a story, Kenny, you know this, about him taking out his offensive lineman not once.
Well, I was told, like, he weekly. Took him out weekly.
Yeah. Like, yes. There's a lot of stuff like that. Now, like, was he harsh on some kids that left the program?
Yes, he was.
On social media? Yeah.
So was his father, for that matter.
I didn't love that as a look either, but that's also, that's kids today. It's different. Like, kids are transferring. They're more active on social media. That's not just a Shador thing. I mean, this has been going on for more than 10 years.
But he is a fifth-round pick, and I do remember, like, this is where I will compare him to certain other quarterbacks that have came here and been a tremendous failure, is that I got defensive over them. Now, it's been 10 years since that happened, and I'm 10 years older than I was back then. I hope I'm a little bit wiser than I was back then. Not too terribly wiser, because this is an emotional thing. But I find myself wanting to get very defensive over this, going, wait a minute. Consider the source as well. This is a radio station in Pittsburgh saying this stuff. They were rumored to be there. I find it very convenient that a football team that doesn't have a quarterback situation right now, I mean, you can bag on us all you want and talk about the Browns' history. All right, fine. I get that. They wear that. They have to change that. But damn it, at least we got guys who have a chance. Mason Rudolph don't have a chance there, and you were waiting for some guy to get back from some drugs trip or ayahuasca trip or whatever the hell he's doing to figure out whether or not he still even likes the game of football anymore. So who the hell is waiting around for whatever? Who really has the wherewithal to be able to say something right now? Because the Steelers situation, buddy, when it comes to quarterback, I don't think it's any better than ours. I don't think it's any. Will Howard, I love Will Howard. Will Howard, they love Will Howard, what, because he begged to get drafted? Okay, but what actually when you throw him in the fire? Is he going to be good? I hope Will Howard's good, not that good, but I hope he is. So what, because he's an Ohio State guy, maybe he's just that better. Okay, fine. Everybody likes Will Howard. Fine, you get that. But we're going to take...
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Take personal swings at a guy now, even though that you were one of the teams that were rumored to take him number 21 overall. I find it very convenient that all these teams all of a sudden now not just are talking about that they passed on him for whatever reason, but getting very personal with some of the reasons that they did. I mean, the Giants basically called him football illiterate in so many ways that they didn't want to take him because they didn't like him. They didn't like him at the whiteboard, and they certainly seemed to not like his attitude, to the point where Malik Nabers is saying something in his defense now. This was Malik Nabers on the 7 p.m. in Brooklyn podcast with Carmelo Anthony yesterday.
You can't knock his talent. You can't knock about, I heard a lot of things about, you know, he take unnecessary sacks. You know, he threw with a 70% with a battle line. Talk about his escaping the pocket. You can pull up plenty of clips of him escaping 3 to 4 tackles, throwing it down the field.
Yep.
So for them to judge him on just the things that he say or how he carry himself, bro, how he carry himself is all about how his dad raised him.
And designed
and they know Deion. We all know Deion. Come on. They was just doing that just to show how they bigger than what he wanted to stand for. And I understand that, but you don't do that. Not to a kid like that that been working their whole life, been told that Deion's kids was never going to be as good as him.
So I want to know whether or not, until he proves that he's an a-hole, that I should defend him, or should I go, you know what, Ken, just wait for him to throw some passes first. Wait for him to start to win the quarterback battle. wait for him to maybe just be a quiet teammate and be a guy who goes to training camp and tries to earn a job? Should I wait to get defensive of Shedeur Sanders, or do I should I look at this for what it is and say, Kenny, I'm talking to myself here in so many ways, but I have to run it through you. Hey, he leads the league in jersey sales for rookies. The fan base seems to already take a liking to him. The young fans all across the country take a liking to him. He is a star. We know where this is headed. This is a season that we're trying to find quarterbacks here. This is a season that we're trying to figure out if we need a quarterback next year or we're going to help somebody. They're going to give him an opportunity. Maybe I should just start getting defensive now. But anytime I've gotten defensive about some quarterbacks in the past, they've made an ass out of me. And so I kind of want to go, okay, I'm going to remember all these things that you're saying and hope that he goes out there and he plays well. Like, I want to remember what Dorian Dickerson says and then play him after a nice game but by Shedeur Sanders if he plays later.
You know, look, he does a lot of things. But I feel like these quarterbacks, you know, all do. Everybody's seen the video with him and Cam Ward, and you know, he's kind of busting on Cam Ward, like, all you care about is football. Like, I'm sure Cam Ward has some hobbies. To say that he's not...
Stamp collection.
To say that he's, you know, not focused enough on football, there's no evidence of that. That's just somebody saying something because they see that he's active on social media. Like, how do you know that? How could you ever tell who's putting in enough football?
Well, I'm trying to get with the times and understand that this is the future of the position. This is the future of a lot of college athletes here. The days of quietness and playing for the college try, those days are done. Like, this is a business to these guys. Until the NCAA goes back and they're not going to be able to go back, this is the future. There's going to be a lot more Shedeur Sanders's than there's going to be anything we've ever seen in the past. So you might as well get with the times. Like, if the people in Pittsburgh feel that they've dodged something here with Shedeur Sanders, you're going to sign up for it in the future because it's just going to happen. It's part of what it is. If they can make money in college, part of the way people make money now is based on their own likeness, based on their own brand. You have your own personal brand. I do think in so many ways, Tone, that that your program you play for can be a part of your brand. I think if you go to Arch Manning, Manning has his own brand, and then Texas, that is definitely a brand. That can be a part of it as well. But these guys, they push their own name now. So if you're annoyed with Shedeur Sanders, I'm sorry. I guess you're going to be annoyed for the rest of your life, because that's the way that these players are going to be. It doesn't matter if they play cornerback, safety, doesn't matter to me.
Yeah, they want a throwback to like the 1990s.
And it's not going to happen.
The wholesome 1990s.
And it's not going to happen. And even the 1990s weren't wholesome. We just didn't hear about it. Maybe we were more comfortable not hearing about it because it was all under the table and a little bit seedy. But hey, it's right out there in
about
the open.
Branding out of Spencer Rattler had a logo before.
Yes.
Guy was a washout, and then he's... You know, he started games with the Saints last year, but...
Yeah, but if you're in a year where you're trying to find a quarterback, lots of guys will start something with it.
I don't know. To me, that Dickerson stuff sounds a little like jealousy to me.
I do think it sounds like that. I think it sounds ridiculous. But also, do I burn bridges with people over Shedeur Sanders yet?
I don't think you can.
And I will tell you this. I'm not there yet. I'm not there. Because I got to see him throw. I got to see him work out in the system with Kevin Stefanski throwing in his system because, guys, as of right now, you don't want to hear anything about 2026. Go look up anything if you get a little bit of time. All the early ones, it's either Cade Klubnik, Drew Aller. There's still some Arch Manning out there, even though I don't think anybody really thinks he's coming out of college next year. A little bit of Lenore Sellers, all the typical responses that you would see. That's where they have us going. So do I get that defensive over the fifth-round pick? Do I get that worked up over him? Or do I wait for him to give you a reason? I don't believe in personal teardowns. I'll never believe in that. So I think it's ridiculous to attack Shedeur Sanders' character.
I made a career on it earlier, but I've, you know, evolved, Kenny.
Yes, you have. I don't believe in attacking Shedeur Sanders until he really proves to me that he would be a goofball the way that some people are trying to say he is. I'll never agree with that. But to defend him as a quarterback... I think that I have to sit here and wait and deal with all this and have Owen and Mitch keep a log of all this, and we start our part of the score count next week at rookie minicamp, then at training camp, and then maybe as the season gets here, if he's good enough. That's the only way I can be honest with everybody.